It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I want to thank you, Lakeshore Public listeners, for tuning in. And you know what? I want to thank Anderson Wine and Balms for supporting Lakeshore Public Radio. What a great place to put your underwriting advertising on, huh?
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
So today we got Let's Eat, and we're here another Friday, and we have another special guest, and we're going to introduce him in a little bit. But first, I want to introduce Jose.
Hey, I'm back again.
You're back again.
Like I never left.
I think you're always here when we have some hearty food.
Oh yeah, my favorite. I'm definitely not complaining about that.
Yeah, and then we got some beers for you too.
Yeah. I'm actually started the keto diet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's the
so
hip
this works.
Thing,
no? This works for perfect.
Perfectly, yeah.
Except
for the beer. I had a little sip, I'm not...
Jose!
I just cheated a little bit, but our special guest brought some sparkling water that's also spiked.
Yeah.
So, and it's very low on sugar and carbs, which is very keto-friendly.
Very keto. And we want to give a shout-out to Sharon Jackson. She's out there. She's got the day off, and that's why you're sitting in the captain chair. They're running the boards for us.
Yep. I hope she's warm wherever she is. Yeah. I know it's in the double digits now.
I tell you what, Jose, I was outside, and I was outside in my tank top, my high tube socks, and some shorts, and it was just fine.
That's something about the Midwest. I always tell people, like, Midwesterners are like those frogs you see in those science experiments. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I've only seen the ones that were twitching when you put some electric.
Oh, yeah. Very alive frogs, but basically, like, frogs in boiling water, like, will jump out. But if you slowly raise up the temperature, then they'll basically die in there because they adjust to the temperature.
Yeah.
And I say Midwesterners are like that because, it was negative 20 like yesterday, and then tomorrow it's going to be like 20. We're going to go out in shorts.
And Sunday's going to be 50.
50? No way.
Yeah, 50.
That's like
a 100 degrees difference. That's what Tom Skilling says.
Oh, man. Tom Skilling's been around for a while, too.
Tom Skilling's
definitely
my dude.
Trust him. Yeah.
I do trust him. So you getting ready for the Super Bowl? You got any...
Honestly,
pools
no.
or anything like that?
I usually go to my cousins during the Super Bowl. I'm actually more of a halftime show type of guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. You know what? My wife's from Massachusetts, and her in-laws have like season tickets to the Patriot games, and I've been to a few, one or two of them, and they are a pretty wild time. But I probably will not be watching the Super Bowl. I really don't. Maybe the halftime show. That's about it.
Yeah, that's the.
I'm
only
sure
thing
I'm
going to
cook
interested.
Something up, but I don't know.
Yeah, everything surrounding the Super Bowl I like, but not so much the football.
Yeah, I don't care about the teams this year. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. This is Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, and we have Jose running the boards. And we want you, the listening audience, to call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577 to get a gift card from Rudy's Barbecue Shack out of Valparaiso, right on Calumet Avenue, and a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. So give us a call, 769-9577. That's 769-9577, and show us your support there, Northwest Indiana.
And you can't lose, unlike the
you can't lose
the Super Bowl. There has to be a loser. Like you can't lose calling in.
No, you can't lose. You got double coupon, double gift cards, Rudy's in here. So. Let's introduce Rudy from Rudy's Barbecue Shack out of Valparaiso. How you doing, Rudy?
I'm doing fine.
How's the weather treating you?
Cold, but better today.
Yeah. Well, you shut down for a couple of days, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I shut down to make sure my employees could get home safe and not have to worry about them. And business is a little slow when it's that cold.
Yeah. That's what I found out, too. I was really surprised, we haven't hit this kind of weather probably since I remember. They say the 80s, but I remember in the mid 70s, it really got cold. And I never experienced this cold. And, out in Winfield, really the only two places were open were Chef Nick's Eatery and Taco Bell. Mm. And a lot of my employees live only like 2 miles away. So it was not a big deal for us to open up. But as they said on the news, I was surprised that really people hunkered down and stayed in the house. And, we were a little bit soft for a couple of days, but today it seems like we're picking up. So that's good. So, Rudy, you are the barbecue king in Valparaiso. and you have Rudy's Barbecue Shack, and it's on Calumet Avenue. And you brought in some samples, so we're going to go through the whole barbecue business experience and pick Rudy's brain. How's that sound like?
I can't wait.
Can't wait. So, again, call in, and you can get a gift card from Rudy's Barbecue Shack and Chef Nick's Eatery, 769-9577. So, Rudy, why don't you give us a little background about yourself?
Well, I was born in Rensselaer, Indiana. Went to school there, of course. And then I started cooking at a very young age, smoking meats and preserving them, and vegetables, actually.
Where would you have done that at?
That was at my grandma's house and my aunt's.
Really?
And, at home, of course.
And they had a smoker?
We had homemade smoker, cinder block and tin.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah, we had smoke houses, too.
Uh-huh.
But we grew up doing this. Especially in the fall of the year when we'd start butchering our hogs and cows. And
so you did it from
vegetables.
You did it from A to Z?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So your whole life you've been basically doing this?
And
you
pretty
know,
much.
And yeah, you wow. know what? Back then, yeah, there was ribs and there was stuff, but no one really, you know, this barbecue, smokehouses, smoking your own meats, that's kind of newer, actually. I mean, it's been around, but now it's really been more prominent. I mean, you hear of places that are barbecue places.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
But Rudy, it's kind of embedded in your genes, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's something I love to do. And I thought, I started watching all these shows about barbecue, and I thought, well, I can do that. I've did this all my life.
Right.
You know? So I turned it into a business.
Now, did you always work in a restaurant, or did you have some other kind of career or job before that?
I did. I worked construction for Ton & Blank Construction for quite a few years and a few other construction companies. And I was getting ready to retire.
You don't look that old.
I don't feel that old, but
I'd say 40 at best.
Yes.
I wish. But that's how I got into it. I was going to open a restaurant before I retired, so I'd have something to do because I'm always on the go and I'm wanting to do something. So I opened the first one in 2013.
Now, why did you – I know barbecue was in your DNA, but you could have done anything else. Why did you go right back to barbecue?
Well, it's my passion. It's something that I like to do, and I see the enjoyment from people eating my food, mm-hmm. just like you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That I brought in.
I'm still getting the meat out of the middle of my teeth here. But.
Yeah, it's all about the meat, it really is.
Yeah.
So,
but I was actually wondering, like, wow, you guys must have been like an establishment for quite a while, but you said you only opened up in 2013?
2013 was the first restaurant.
And where was that at?
That was in Wanatah.
Okay.
That was called Rudy's Apple Mountain Barbecue. And we was there for a couple years, and I got a chance to come to Valparaiso, which a lot of my clientele come from Valparaiso once they learned where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured when I got the chance, I tucked the building, and we never looked back. So,
wow. Well, I'm glad you took that leap.
Folks, you're joining us here on Let's Eat on 89.1 FM. Call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And get a gift card from Rudy's Barbecue Shack and Chef Nick's Eatery. You know, we're talking barbecue. What is a real barbecue? I mean, everyone thinks barbecue is all slathered up with sauces. And what's your definition of barbecue?
My definition of barbecue is a dry rub on it. And smoked,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's not boiled or...
I'm laughing because I've worked in all the Greek restaurants growing up, and they all boiled their ribs.
Right. and that's what the norm was back in the day before
right.
People learned about smoking the meats low and slow.
Mm-hmm.
That makes the difference.
Mm.
When you steam it or boil it, you're losing flavor.
Right.
But back in the day, they did that because they were scared... of the meat, the pork.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to overcook it to kill anything that was in it.
Right.
Now, the way pork's being produced and other meats, they've bred that out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to do that.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to worry about cooking pork at, like, 165 or above? Or
they used to do it at 175, 180.
180 yeah. or above. Now they say 165 or
160,
above.
Even 155.
Yeah.
for solid cuts of meat.
And you know what? We were talking barbecue. So basically, barbecue is a style of cooking. It's not about the sauces. From what I read, barbecue started like back in the Polynesian area days, way back.
Wow.
And what they used to do is dig a hole in the sand, and then they would put a bunch of leaves down, wood down, and then put a grate down, and then they would put their meat on and start it on fire and then cover it and let it smoke. And that's how the process of barbecuing started. But there was nothing about sauces. It's like the way you cook the meat. Am I kind of right?
You are kind of right about that. Actually, when you smoke the meat, the smoke is flavor.
Right.
So you want to do it at a lower temperature. That's my style.
Right.
So that way I ensure that it's going to be tender. It's going to retain the moisture in it by cooking it slow. And the smoke is just flavor. It's
right.
Like a spice.
Yeah, it helps break it down.
It helps break it down, absolutely.
Now, go ahead.
Now, since you said smoke is a flavor, now is there any way to like tamper with that flavor, like changing the smoke or like the wood, or does coal matter? Or
it does. The wood will give you different flavors. I like to use cherry, hickory, and apple. Mm. That's my three favorite woods to use because I like the flavor profiles that it gives you. Like I said, it's a spice. Your smoke is actually a spice.
Do you mix these woods up, or certain meats get certain wood chips to be smoked on?
I like to mix them.
Okay.
And I love to do ribs with apple and hickory.
Mm-hmm.
More apple than hickory. Chicken is a really good, you get a good flavor with cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry is really good on brisket, actually, mixed with hickory. So, yeah, you're going to get different flavors when you use different woods.
Now, these woods, do you actually get pieces of woods in, like logs, or is it pellets? How does it come into you?
No, I don't do pellets. I actually use logs, and I'll cut them down. I have a bigger smoker outside the restaurant that holds 800 pounds plus of meat.
Wow.
So I can put bigger logs in that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then my smaller one inside, it holds it quite a bit, too, and I'll cut the logs up into small chunks and use it.
So do any of your neighbors around you have trees still?
They do, but they watch them.
Well, you know what? To get like, cherry wood, I mean, how do you outsource, you know, as people that are listening to us on the radio, I mean, I used to, before football games, when I was younger and I had a lot of time and no kids, me and my buddy would, like, put a smoker out there by one of those bell-looking smokers. Never worked good. Only worked with chicken. Always had a problem with it. But where do you get this wood from? People like to know that, probably.
I have a couple friends that have a logging company.
Okay.
And a lot of my family live south of here, and they burn wood to heat with their homes. And they'll save me the apple wood, the cherry.
I see.
And they help me out with that.
But your main supply comes from a supplier that
from a supplier
that brings in the wood. Now, how much wood would you say you go through in a week?
I go through quite a bit, actually. More in the summer. That's our busiest time, or early spring. I probably go through a rick of wood a month.
And what's a rick of wood?
That is actually 16 inches wide, 4 foot tall, 8 foot long.
That is a measurement I have never heard of.
I have never.
Rick of wood.
And what I'd say, what weight is that? Do you know?
Well, it depends on. I use dry wood.
Okay.
So I really couldn't tell you the weight. Uh-huh. But it's a pickup load.
Okay, so it's like what you fit in a pickup truck.
Yeah, it's.
And you do that. Oh, wow. How long does that last you?
That lasts about a month,
month
and a week maybe.
You know, Jose, the thing I love the most, and I've said this on this show before, is I like in the fall when it's a little cool. I know, and the wood is burning. I don't know what it is about the cool air and the smoke that's coming out of a smoker. Mm. It's like I can just stay outside all day and just smell that. You know, compared to in the summertime. I don't know if the atmosphere brings it closer to you or what, but it just reminds me of tailgating or being outside, you know what I mean? It's probably, I bet your neighbors love the smell of your restaurant.
They actually do. I had a guy that he followed his nose, and he found me looking. He wanted a job.
Okay.
And he could smell it. He was like three blocks
That's
away.
That's so funny.
Wow.
And he did. He followed me, the smell, and he come in and talked to me.
He got the job?
He did get the job, wow. actually.
He toucan sand himself way yeah. into That's a job. Funny. I need to start doing that, looking for jobs.
Folks, you're joining us on Let's Eat here on 89.1 FM. Give us a call, 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Give us a question. Ask Rudy a question about barbecuing, and he'll be happy to give you out a gift card from Rudy's Barbecue Shack out of Valparaiso, and I'll give you one out of Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. Describe a little bit of your atmosphere of the restaurant.
We're a laid-back atmosphere. It's mm-hmm. a blue-collar place, more or less. It's a family place. You know, kids. It's kid-friendly for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We have outside dining. And kids can dine outside with their family as well.
Now, inside is sort of like the washboard look. It's got some tin in there to make it look like sort of like a shack inside.
Oh, absolutely. And we got knotty pine up there, and the colors are brick oven, mm-hmm. that color I choose to use. And then it looks like hardwood floors inside are ceramic.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's a laid-back atmosphere, friendly atmosphere, and it's family-friendly. We have beer and wine there, of course, a sit-down restaurant. You'll be waited on and really taken care of and babied.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many people do you seat in there?
We can seat 63 people inside.
Wow. Do you have any kind of like a little banquet facility or anything like that, or is it just one big area?
It's one area. We have a bar area, too.
Right.
Of course, but yeah, it's outside and inside dining. So,
and how many different meats do you smoke?
You know, I smoke quite a few different ones. We do brisket, pulled pork, ribs, rib tips, pastrami, pork
You do
belly.
Pastrami?
Oh, yeah, we do pastrami there.
You make your own peppers pastrami?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and we smoke it.
What kind of meat is that?
That actually is brisket.
Mm-hmm.
And That usually runs about a 14 to 16 hour smoke.
Wow.
On that. So.
So describe your menu a little bit.
Well, my menu is it's all about the meats at Rudy's. Actually, we're keto friendly.
Very much. Thank you for that.
Yeah. You know, and I wouldn't try to be keto friendly actually, but it's just what we do. It's about the meats. So, and you know, we got. We got fish there as well, two mm-hmm. different kinds, lake perch, pollock. We have chicken wings. We do a lot of smoked chicken. It's mostly pulled smoked chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do pork belly, and I actually brine that there and smoke it there.
Now, is pork belly basically bacon?
It is basically bacon. But once you brine it, and you can we hand cut everything.
Okay.
So it's not like a deli bacon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thicker cut, and we use that on our burgers. We do...
So if somebody wants a bacon cheeseburger, it's the pork belly you give them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's been smoked?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's different.
That sounds amazing.
Look right at now. Jose's eyes got really big on that one.
Just give me that without a bun, and then I'll be set. That sounds delicious.
Folks, it all sounds delicious. So if you want to try Rudy's Barbecue Shack, 769-9577, 769-9577. So your meats, you rub them?
I do rub them.
Okay.
I do, we actually don't rub it on there.
Mm-hmm.
We shake it on there, and okay. I make the dry rub.
Okay.
That's a misconception when they say rub the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you take and you actually rub that dry rub in there, it'll start balling up on the product,
mm-hmm.
the pork shoulder or the pork butt or your brisket. Hmm. And what it does when it balls up like that, it leaves little pockets, little balls of dry rub concentrated in one spot.
Okay.
So you actually, what you need to do is just shake it on there.
Now those
evenly.
Now those balls, like, do they like taste a certain way when you eat the meat, or
it will? It that's what you're going to taste. It's going to be, and it's not bad, but
it's like a
you
want to
taste. Yeah, you want to taste
away
the meat.
From the meat. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
So what makes a good rub?
Well, I can't give you my recipe.
No secrets divulged.
But you basically, what's a good rub?
A good rub is a good balance. And I have different rubs for different meats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I don't use this one rub.
Okay.
Because it's the meats are all different.
So what, something that's like a rib, you might use a different rub because you don't want to use something as strong as you would use on, say, a pork butt? Am I right? Or is,
no.
It's about flavor.
It's pork is really pork.
Okay.
So you really want to use, I use the same rub on my pork butt as I use on my ribs.
Okay.
And that rub there actually took me a little over a year and a half to make.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered only by accident, like my nachos. We have we make our own chips there, and we do nachos, but I use that dry rub on there.
Oh, as a seasoning.
Yeah, and it was like I can't keep them. I mean, we sell so many nachos.
Man.
And we offer them with pork belly, brisket, pulled pork, the chicken, you know, and the cheese, and we put jalapenos on them.
It sounds really good.
They are really good.
It sounds so. You make a lot of things from scratch.
Yeah, we do. That's what we pride ourselves on.
So you make, how many different barbecue sauces do you make?
I use two different barbecue sauces right now.
Mm-hmm.
One is just a regular sauce. It's a little bit sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I use a spicy one.
Maybe. Oh, I'm getting Rudy a little bit of beer here. What is that beer you're drinking?
Well, this is 18th Street Brewery out of Hammond.
Okay.
Mm. Now, do you offer, like, you said you had, like, a bar there, like, for the different, like, microbreweries around? Do you have, like, local breweries come in and give you your beer?
We do. We actually use Indiana Beverage.
Okay.
They have such a wide variety of beer, and they have a lot of different breweries that they cover.
Okay.
So
now today, yeah, it seems like you brought stuff from like Founders and what is that, Revolutionary Brewing?
And the Hulk. Yeah.
And you got the Hulk here?
18th Street. Oh, yeah, some Anti-Hero.
Oh, Anti-Hero.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorites. Hop. I love Anti-Hero. I believe they're out of Chicago, too.
Yeah. And then Hop Slam out of Michigan.
So do you get more people that want just the basic domestics, or are you getting a lot of calls for like the microbrewery items?
You know, it's about 50-50,
okay,
to tell you the truth. And we do have on draft, we have two domestics, and the rest are microbreweries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So what's your best-selling microbrewery beer?
Well, Blue Moon's one of them, but then we have a rotating tap, a Greenbush one.
Mm-hmm.
And Dunegrass sells really well there, too.
Mm.
What's your favorite beer? Probably what, PBR?
No, I like Coors Light.
Well, you know, people are about our generation. I found out that we still like the domestic beers, and guys that are more like Jose's age, they seem to like more of the microbreweries. All
honestly,
the different
me flavors. And my circle of friends, it's PBR. And
oh, really?
Old Style.
Really?
Yes.
Then who's supporting all these microbreweries around here?
Oh, we're supporting them too. I'm just saying, like Old Style and PBR, they're going to be around for a while.
We have PBR
now. If you don't mind me asking, like, I know we had wine on the show before, and that pairs with different foods. Now, do you have any, like, beer or, like, wine that pairs with certain meats?
Well, we do. We do. We have...
And any suggestions you can give us? Yeah.
Yeah. We have a Pinot Noir that pairs really well with brisket. So does the Malbec. We have a Malbec that is really good.
Mm.
And we have a Moscato, and it's a... like a pinkish red Moscato.
Mm.
And that actually, my wine distributor is a little lady. She came and we sat for a couple hours and we sampled a lot of different of my foods and we started pairing them with all of our wines.
Mm-hmm.
So I have three red wines and two white ones. And they pair good. The white ones will pair better with the spicy food.
Wow. That's a really attention to detail, like sitting down with an expert and going through your menu like that. I like that. That's
and so your waitresses give suggestions like that?
They will. They will give suggestions, and you ask them different questions, and they're very knowledgeable on my menu. Very, very good waitresses that I have.
So when you're smoking these meats, like the pork butt, how long does a pork butt take to smoke?
Really, it depends on the size, but the size I usually run, it takes anywhere between 12 to 10 hours.
Now, is that a bone-in?
I always do bone in.
You always do. And that for why?
Well, you get more flavor, and that bone actually acts as a heat conductor.
Mm-hmm.
Because when that bone heats up, it goes right into the center of that pork butt, and it will make it heat up, and the heat will distribute more evenly through that piece of meat.
Now, how long does a rib take? And what kind of ribs do you use?
Well, I use a baby loin back.
Okay.
And they're 2.5 and up.
Right.
In poundage. It's a thicker cut of rib, a baby back rib. It's got more meat on it, and it's just a little more flavorful than a smaller one. It's not as fragile. And that usually takes anywhere between 3.5 to 4 hours to smoke that rib.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So now what do you do for, what do you do, beef brisket?
I do beef brisket, yes.
You do beef ribs?
No, not yet.
Not yet? No. I never was a fan of beef ribs. I don't know why. I always liked the pork ribs better.
Yeah, it seems like up here more pork ribs are more popular.
Mm-hmm.
Beef ribs are very good. I've had some fantastic ones, and I make good ones, mm-hmm. but the pork ribs are more popular.
Now, you were saying that you have a larger smoker outside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you let that run overnight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, is it like you have it, it's all fenced in?
It's not fenced in, but it's locked up.
Okay.
You can't get in the smoker. But.
So is it like computer controlled? How is it?
No, it's not computer controlled, actually.
No.
No.
Wow.
No. it does have dials on it. You set the temperature.
Uh-huh. Is there a gas running through it, too?
There
to,
is
to
gas.
Keep it modulated, sort
oh,
of?
Yeah. Yeah. It's gas-fired, but wood. Mm-hmm. You know, usually when you're smoking meat, it takes about 2 hours to 3 at the max. You want to add smoke to it.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, the meat's going to reach a temperature of 150, 155 degrees. It won't take any more smoke. What the smoke does, it layers on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you get layers of smoke if you keep adding wood to it.
Wow.
Then it tastes like a bonfire.
I've had that before.
Right.
Where it's... Like you can't get that taste out of your mouth, no. Like a bonfire. Like you're sitting, I know what you're exactly.
You'll burp it up for a week.
Now you have, you say you keep it overnight. Yeah. You ever have like problems with like raccoons or coyotes? Because that smell, if I were a raccoon or coyote.
You know what? You'll find him.
You'll find me in the bushes.
Laying That's next to the smoker, burnt.
Well, just smelling in all the smokes.
As long as he's not inside the smoker, he'll be all right.
And this weather, yeah.
So does it take longer for beef than pork? Or is it all just about the size?
It depends on the size of the meat.
Okay.
You know.
So when you smoke a piece of meat, what should people be looking for on that piece of meat?
Well, they should be looking for the moisture in it,
mm-hmm.
and the tenderness and the flavor. If you're tasting, it's got a really strong smoke flavor,
mm-hmm.
it's pungent almost,
mm-hmm.
then you know that's it's had too much smoke put to it. So
there is like a gentle balance between like flavor, smoky flavor, and just plain bonfire smoke then.
Absolutely. That's what we talked about earlier, that smoke is actually a spice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a flavor.
And you can over spice your...
You can.
Yep.
Absolutely. Now, guys that have all wood-fired smokers, they got to be really careful with that because they can't keep adding wood to it. They have to add charcoal to it.
Oh.
Or a lump charcoal, a natural charcoal. That way they maintain that heat. Because they can't keep adding wood or it won't taste right.
I was going to ask, too, like for temperature-wise, like is there like after – you said after a set amount of like wood, you have to add charcoal to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But is there like a specific way to keep like a certain temperature?
There is. Oh, I use an insulated smoker.
Okay.
So that way I don't lose my heat. It's an all-sealed smoker. It's an old Hickory.
Sure.
That's the brand that I prefer. And I've been using them for years. And once you set that temperature and put your wood in there, after it reaches temperature, the gas keeps the heat. So,
but, okay, so since it's not all computer controlled, when does it know when to stop?
Well, I have a cook and hold.
Oh, okay.
And what will happen after a certain amount of hours... That will actually shut it down and drop the temperature, and it'll hold it at a holding temperature. so that there's no way I can overcook it or lose that load of meat.
So you find yourself sitting outside getting drunk by the smoker a lot?
You know, I used to do that a lot when I was doing...
because doing, I can see that now.
Hog roast, you know, yeah. And them old-type smokers where you had to keep adding
right.
the charcoal and you had to stay up a lot. And but when you get older, you know, them days are like, yeah, they're fun, but...
Can't do it anymore.
It ain't worth it, you know?
Folks, you're joining us on Let's Eat on 89.1 FM with Rudy from Rudy's Barbecue Shack out of Valparaiso. And me, Chef Nick, and we got Jose here. Call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card from Rudy's Barbecue Shack, which it all sounds delicious, and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. And Jose's got someone on the line. Who we got, Jose?
Yeah, I actually have Megan from Westville who can visit one of your guys' great establishments after we send her a gift card, two
That's
gift
right.
cards.
Two gift
now,
cards.
Megan has a question for Rudy.
Hey, Megan.
Hey, I was curious what the craziest type of animal that Rudy's ever barbecued.
That's a good question.
That's a great question. Megan, that's a really good question.
Well, I'll tell you, Megan, I do eat a wide variety of different things. I... barbecued a groundhog one time.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know. This is the reaction I get.
Did he have big teeth?
Did he see a shadow, at least?
Well, that's coming up next week.
That's why.
Oh, it is.
He saw a shadow on the wood chip.
You know, that's why I barbecued him. He lied to me. Yeah. But, no, that actually, a groundhog is a vegetarian.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they only eat grasses and grains. So, a lot of people don't know that. They think they're just a varmint that runs rapid and eats everything. But no, they don't eat anything but vegetables.
Now, is that a factor in picking an animal to barbecue?
It
actually is.
Wow.
You want to eat something that's clean, of course.
Oh,
you
know.
So, but yeah, that's probably one of the craziest things I've done as far as barbecue.
Have you ever visited Rudy's?
I have, actually. I absolutely love it.
And what's your favorite?
Not the
groundhog, other than the groundhog.
You're limiting me to one.
Okay, two.
Well, honestly, to get the best of both worlds, I do like the Oinkin Moo. It's the pulled pork and brisket sandwich.
Oh, that's good. That sounds really good. That's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, it's a good sandwich.
Well, we want to thank you for calling in, and we'll be sending you out a gift card to Rudy's Barbecue Shack in Valparaiso and Chef Nick's Eatery, which is a little bit farther, but not too much farther. I hope to see you then.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Megan.
Thank you, Megan. Bye-bye.
See, folks, it's that easy. Just call 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Give a question to Rudy or me, and get a couple of free gift cards from Rudy's Barbecue Shack in Valpo and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. Out of all the meats, what's probably your best seller?
You know, is the pulled pork.
Is it pulled pork?
Yeah, and then brisket's number two. And they're neck and neck, you know. But our hamburgers, our cheeseburgers, because we have specialty ones there. I got a mountain burger, which I made that one when I first started the first restaurant. And that, you'll get two... one-third patty, and then you get cheese on each one of those, brisket, and an onion ring, two onion rings on that.
Oh, my
So
goodness.
it's a pretty good-sized burger.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? What's your go-to?
Actually, mine is the pork belly.
You like the pork belly?
I love the pork
belly. How do you like to eat it?
I like to make, like, burn-ins out of that.
I like the burn-ins.
Me too.
Yeah. You know, and explain to people that a good piece of barbecued meat usually has a little bit of char.
It does. That's called the bark.
That's called the bark, huh?
Yes, that's called the bark.
And then what else should people look at?
Well, they should look for that smoke ring as well.
Which everyone thinks it's like my meat's raw.
They do because they see that pink on there.
Right.
And that's not the case. That's smoke.
And that's smoke and that's salt.
That's salt and smoke. Yes.
Now, for people who understand like smoking vernacular.
We're not talking vaping. Your generation's all about vaping smoking. We're not talking about vaping smoke. We're talking about real smoke.
Now, when you say smoke rings, I'm assuming that's not some sort of...
Not coming out of your mouth.
Trick, right.
Right, no.
Now, what is that, if you don't mind explaining?
That is actually the smoke will penetrate the meat, and it'll make a red-looking color. Mm. And that actually depends on a lot of the wood you use. Some woods that you use won't give you that deep smoke ring. Cherry, that's one that will give you a deeper smoke ring. It's a fruit hard, not a hard wood, but it's a fruit wood that it just penetrates the pores of that meat. Because
mm-hmm.
meat, when it's smoking, the pores will open and close, open and close. It'll sweat too.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see it sweat, and then it'll get dry. It'll sweat. And when it's doing that, it's actually taking that smoke in the meat, and it'll give it that real beautiful smoke ring.
So do you smell the cherry of the cherry wood when you bring?
You do.
You do.
You do. You can tell. When you're using cherry wood, you'll smell that.
And you got to go to all the tailgates. That's what your job should be. Just that.
Speaking of, any thoughts of food trucks, or do you already have a food truck?
I don't have a food truck or trailer yet, but that's something.
Maybe in the future, is that something you're thinking about?
It is, actually.
Have you ever done any, like, farmer markets or anything out? And I know it's a lot of work because people ask me all the time. It's a lot of work to pack up and put something somewhere. And you know, the Board of Health asks, you know, you got to have certain requirements when you're out there and get all that. But yeah. Do you do any of that?
I do, actually. I have a couple charities that I do.
And what are they?
One is the therapeutic horseback riding for autism.
Oh.
And I go down by Carmel and do that one every year. And I'll usually pull a smoker with me.
Okay.
And I do that. So, and that one there I really love to do because you get to meet the kids. And it's a really nice event. And we raise a lot of money every year for that. Rings of Grace, actually, is the name of it.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm one of the forefathers of that. That started the very first one. Missed one. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So, you know, in your establishment, you have a smaller smoker in your kitchen, right?
I do.
And you have the large one out back.
Yes.
Are you doing certain things in certain ones?
Well, yes, I do. Actually, we smoke cheeses inside.
What? You smoke cheeses?
I do.
Doesn't it melt?
Well, yeah, that's what I wanted to do. But actually, I'm just after the smoke.
Okay, so what you're saying, you put cheese on a burger and put it in the smoker?
No.
Okay.
I use that smoked cheese for my mac and cheese.
Oh, wow. You didn't bring that.
There's a mac and cheese?
I couldn't.
Oh, my God, I'm going.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's what, but the beans were really good. Oh. Explain the beans to everyone.
Oh.
They were really good. Probably the best baked beans I've ever had.
Yeah, I call them mountain beans. And they have brisket in them, and it has two different kind of beans in them. That's a recipe that took me almost 2 years to make, because when you do a recipe, you have to only add or take away one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I started with 5 beans in that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, they have smoked brisket in them, and you'll get that smokiness, the sweetness from my molasses and sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that bean is a top seller.
It was one of the tastiest beans I ever had. I mean,
same
Jose,
here.
Yeah,
I could only have a little bit of it because of the whole.
So you're saying you smoke cheese? So you're actually smoking it to melt it?
No, it's already. I melt it.
Okay.
And then I put it in that smoker in a shallow pan, and I'll smoke it. And when I see that dark brownish looking smoke on top of that cheese, we mix it in. But that's what we use because we want that smoky flavor from it.
Right.
And it gives you a different element of taste when you taste it.
So I take it that you never use liquid smoke.
No, that is a cardinal sin for any pit master to use.
I'm not a pit master.
I've never heard of liquid smoke either, unless you're putting it in a vape, of course.
There he goes.
Go right back to that vape.
Now, what is, if you don't mind me asking, what is liquid smoke?
Go ahead.
We could touch on it like a tiny bit.
Well, and you don't know what kind of woods are using to make this smoke, and they condense it down, almost like distilling.
Like distilling,
yeah,
same thing.
Okay.
So they distill it, and then it drops down, and this liquid has a smoky flavor to it.
Oh,
and so people put it on items to give it a smoky flavor.
So it's almost like fake in a way.
It really is. Yeah, I would consider that fake.
I'll have to look out for that.
Folks, you're joining us on Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, and we have Rudy Barbecue Shack out of Valparaiso in the studio. We also have Jose on the boards, and we want you to call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577. We only got about 10 minutes left of the show. So, Rudy, what other side dishes do you have?
Well, we have pasta salad,
mm-hmm.
And then we have the mac and cheese, of course, my coleslaw. Then I do a green bean, and my green beans will actually have meat in them.
Okay.
And what that I trim my ribs before I put them on the smoker, so you don't have too much fat or not enough. You know, you want that balance. But I use the rib trimmings in those beans. I smoke the rib trimmings first.
Right.
And then that adds a little smokiness to the beans as well. And, of course, French fries.
Do you own fries or you just buy a fry?
No, I buy the fry.
Right.
Yeah, I buy a high-quality fry. So. And then we have your basic stuff, your onion rings, your mushrooms, your cauliflower, sweet corn nuggets.
You serve any soups?
Oh, yeah, we do soups.
What soups? What are you known for?
Well, we're known for our brisket chili,
of course.
But then I do a brisket smoked barley that is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And I do ham and bean. And cornbread when we have that. I do a...
So you do make cornbread?
Yes, we do.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
That's the kicker.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I love cornbread.
And then
cornbread.
I do a smoked chicken barley soup.
Huh.
That's really well. A cream... we do a creamy chicken one that is unbelievable. So, yeah, we have different soups. Each soup will run for 1 week.
Okay.
So, you know, if we're running it, you know you're going to get it.
Desserts?
We only do cheesecake right now.
We're a lot of places don't, like me, we don't get a big call for desserts, really.
Right.
Here and there, but it's like some places, like they go to, you go to, and the people that, you know, I've worked at some places, they just go through tons of desserts. It's just how it is. So you pretty much would just have a New York style cheesecake.
It is. And we did have, and I'm thinking about bringing it back, is pecan squares.
Ooh.
It goes really well with barbecue as well. So.
That sounds really good.
That nutty taste was like something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So a lot of – I've talked to some pit masters and people that have had barbecue places. Do you produce so much a day, and then if you run out of the item, or do you never run out?
Well, we do run out of certain items. You know, we'll run out of ribs. We've run out of brisket, pulled pork, chicken. That's the items we'll run out of. Rib tips. We haven't talked about those yet, but our rib tips are very meaty.
Mm-hmm.
They're phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I use a high-quality rib tip. And we make a hot tip, we call it, with the spicy barbecue sauce. And we sear that. And it'll have a hot link in it. It's an all-pork hot link. So those two together, it will make you pat your foot when you eat it.
Oh, man. Now, rib tips, if you don't mind me asking, mm-hmm. just real quick. What are they exactly? Like, I personally know what rib tips are, but our listeners, right. like, maybe, oh, what's the difference between, like, ribs and rib tips and burnt ends, you know?
Sure. Well, you know, your baby back ribs are at the top. Your St. Louis cut, spare rib, that's where the rib tip is connected to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right next to your pork belly.
Mm. Okay.
So, but you they cut that rib tip off that St. Louis cut, and that's where you get your rib tip. It's got the cartilage in it.
Mm-hmm. It's a little greasier, it seems like, when you cook it.
It is. It has more fat,
mm-hmm.
which fat is flavor as long as there's not too much fat.
Right.
That's the thing. You have to have that balance. Our brisket is the same way. When you get that, I lose 3 pounds on every brisket that comes in there on average cutting the fat out.
Wow.
Because when you buy a pound of brisket, you want to eat a pound of brisket.
Right.
You know, and a lot of places that I've seen, they like, especially in Texas, they leave the fat on there. So you got 1/3 pound of fat, 2/3.
So what? That's a good. Well, folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. We got about 10 minutes left. Give us a call. Get a gift card from Rudy's Barbecue Shack. What's the difference between Texas barbecue and, say, Kansas City?
Well, they use salt and black pepper on your Texas barbecue, the most that I've seen,
mm-hmm.
And they don't trim any fat off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So they cook that deco. It's in the center,
mm-hmm.
And that's a big old hunk of fat, and it's a hard fat. The other places, they'll trim the top of it and some of the center out of it. So you're getting less fat,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Now, certain, like, if I'm eating, say, like, a, I don't know, like some ribs, not these ribs, but like certain ribs sometimes have like a really stringy fat that's almost unchewable. But then like the ribs you brought in today, like they just melt in your mouth. Now, is there a certain fat that does that, or is it a certain way of cooking a rib that like generates that fat?
It's a certain way you cook that rib, and you have to trim it.
Mm.
We talked about that a little earlier. I trim those ribs.
Let me ask you this before you say that. I remember peeling off the silverback skin on ribs. Is that, do you do that?
I do do that.
Because a lot of people don't do that.
Oh, I know. And the reason I do it is because when I put the dry rub on the backside of that rib where the bone is, you can see it, that flavor gets in there. It's a more even cook. And you can't eat the membrane anyway, the silver skin.
You know, for folks that are wondering if you have like a baby back rib, flip it over and you'll see this like thin skin, like it's a, what'd you just call it?
A membrane.
A membrane. And you know, you're trying to grab and you can't grab it. I had an old Polish lady tell me how to grab it. You know how to grab it?
I do.
Throw some salt on it.
Yeah.
And then you can grab it right away and peel it off. Am I correct?
You can do that. That's right. And, or a paper towel.
Oh, I never did it with a paper towel.
It'll grab it.
It'll grab it.
And it'll peel it right off.
Peel it right. And that makes a big difference because, like you said, the seasoning gets right to the bones, the rib. There's no sheet in between anything.
Right.
So let me ask you, what are some of your future plans?
Well, you know, I'm looking to get a food truck. I'm looking at maybe another location down the road. So right now we're concentrating on expanding the restaurant that I have,
mm-hmm.
and our catering. We do a lot of catering and a lot of events, but that's what we're looking at. We're looking at doing a food truck.
Well, Jose's got somebody on the line. Who we got, Jose?
I have a Miss Jackie from Valparaiso who has a comment to make.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. Yeah. I've eaten at Rudy's many times, and I just want to compliment him on Natalie. She is a wonderful gal.
Who's Natalie?
My server.
Oh, your server?
Mm. Yeah, she's my manager at the front of the house.
Oh, is she?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what? When you go to Rudy's, what do you buy? What do you eat?
Usually pulled pork basket.
Mm. And what kind of bun's on that pulled pork basket?
It's a Toronto bun.
Oh, it's a bun.
Yep.
Okay. Now, do you go there often? Or, I mean,
pretty frequently. Yeah.
You sit there and have any brews or anything like that?
Not because I drive. I do not. I usually have a Pepsi.
Sounds good. Well, you know what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Rudy's Barbecue Shack and one to Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. How's that sound?
That's wonderful. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in.
Sure.
Thanks for calling, Jackie.
Bye, Jackie.
Thanks, Rudy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Folks, we got about 5 minutes left. If you want to sneak in and give us a phone call, 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And grab yourself a couple gift cards from Rudy's Barbecue Shack and one from Chef Nick's Eatery. We were talking about catering. What do you do for catering? How does that work?
Well, I'll do it. There's two ways I do that. I'll set it up buffet style, and I'll stay there, and I'll watch. I set it up buffet style, and I leave.
Okay.
Or I'll stay there, and I will take care of the tables, clean everything off.
Bring extra napkins?
I bring everything, depending on what the customer wants. And sometimes they'll just come and buy pans of food, and they'll take care of that themselves.
So you sell things by the pan then?
Oh, yeah, and by the pound.
By the pound.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what are your hours of operation?
I open up during the week at 11 o'clock, and I close at 9. On Friday and Saturday, I'm open till 10 o'clock. We open at 11, but I stay mm-hmm. open till 10. Sunday, we close a little earlier, mm-hmm. depending on what's going on. Like, Super Bowl's going to happen, so we're going to stay open later. Mm-hmm. So we'll be in there.
You have TVs in there?
Oh, I do. I have 3 TVs in there. I have mm-hmm. one big screen TV and a smaller one, or a medium-sized one, then a smaller one.
So if somebody wanted to visit Rudy's Barbecue Shack, what's the address?
It's 1305 Calumet Avenue, Valparaiso.
And a phone number?
That phone number is 219-242-2000. 8898.
And you got a Facebook site, right?
I do have a Facebook site.
And what is it under? Just Rudy's Barbecue Shack?
Yes.
And how about a website? Do you have a website?
Well, right now we don't even use that website. We get so much on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's normally where we get in contact with everybody.
Now, do you do seasonal items? Do you switch around? I mean, do you bring something in for like 4th of July or something in for Christmas? Or is it pretty much...
We do seasonal items, actually.
Do you?
Yeah. I have one. It's a smoked chicken salad that I make.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really a big seller in the summer because people want a cooler food to eat. So
we're getting back down to our last few minutes here. And I wanted to ask you, who would you consider would be your mentor in doing all this? Who do you give thanks out to getting to where you are right now?
Well, actually, there's two people.
Okay.
My Aunt Hazel, this little lady, she was 4'10".
Oh, my God.
One of the best cooks I ever was around. But then Mike Mills, he's a pit master in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. That's where I went to a little school thing down there. And he taught me quite a bit and talked to me about the business of barbecue. So
he taught you what's going on. It was like a class and stuff like that.
Yes, it was. And he actually showed me some things and honed my skill, which I'm very thankful that he did that.
So what's your biggest challenge when you're smoking something?
To not dry it out or overcook it.
Okay.
That's the biggest challenge.
It's not about keeping that machine running.
No, it's actually it's about time. You got to make sure it's not in there too long in the wrong temperature. If it is, you're going to have a dried out piece of meat or overcooked meat. And make sure you use balanced dry rubs when you're doing that.
So we got about maybe another minute left. Just you got a minute or half a minute? Just tell people what you think, what you want to tell them about your place.
Well, we have, like I said, it's a blue-collar place. It's family-oriented. Kids 5 and under eat free. There's
that's
a kids'
great.
Menu for that. Mm. And then 5 to 10, or we should say 6 to 10, there's another menu. But I figured that families shouldn't have to come in there, young families, and buy a whole big meal, and a kid only going to eat a few bites of it, you know. So that's why we started that, you know. It's about family, and it's all about the meats at Rudy, too. So.
Now, does your place have a little bit of smoky flavor in there? A smoky smell in there?
When you walk in, you're definitely going to smell the barbecue. You're going to smell the smokiness.
Mm, that's what you want to smell, too.
Well, we're done with our hour. That went by really quick.
It did.
I can talk about meats and smoking for many hours.
I know. And I want to thank Rudy from Rudy's Barbecue Shack in Valparaiso, right on Calumet Avenue. What was the address again?
1305 Calumet.
And I want to thank Jose for running the boards and being in the studio. I want to thank you, the listeners, for calling in and giving us your input and listening to us every week here on Let's Eat on 89.1 FM. That's WLPR.
WLPR, Lowell.
Lowell, Lakeshore Public Radio. So, Rudy, thank you for coming in on your busy day. And he is a true pit master.
I'm going to call him that, Pit Master. Pit Master Rudy.
And everyone have fun this weekend. Enjoy yourself with the Super Bowl game. And I like to say ciao.